Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 146, Scary Fitness Mistakes.
Everything just went downhill in a hurry, and I ended up with 5 IVs and the overnight stay in the hospital.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. I'm here to help you find new motivation to be fit, to make working out less like work and more like fun. If you need a fitness partner to inspire you and help you find the fun in fitness, I'm here for you. All my contact information can be found at outsidehealthandfitness.com. Reach out and let's get started. Have you ever made a mistake before? No? Well, me either. Yeah, what am I saying? Of course I have. It's how we learn, hopefully. But what if you're making a mistake and you don't know it? Or worse, that the mistake that you're making has serious and scary consequences. Well, on today's show, you'll discover some of the most common fitness mistakes, some you might even be making, and the scary consequences that can result from these simple errors. And you'll hear from guest experts on the best ways to avoid these mistakes so you get the most from your next workout or outside adventure.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Okay, so let's go all the way back to high school. There you are in third period social studies. All the doors open and the kids pour out into the hallway. You hit the stairs and you're on your way to the gym. In the locker room, you get changed and glance up at the clock. You've got 3 minutes to be ready and out on the basketball court for gym class. Your gym teacher comes out and tells you,
"All right, today we're going to play some basketball. But before we do, I want everyone to stretch. Okay, ready? Now, bend over and touch your toes.
Oh.
Hold it. Okay, now let's do it again. I want everyone nice and limber before we start."
Sound familiar? Well, one scary fitness mistake you might be making today may have been introduced to you all the way back then. And it's static stretching cold muscles. Back then, we all thought static stretching was a good way to get ready for exercise and other physical activities. But now experts are advising against it, and for good reason. Traditional static stretching, like when people bend over and touch their toes or stretch their legs on a fence, can cause muscles to tighten rather than relax, which is exactly the opposite of what we need for physical activity. In episode 86, I had a chance to talk with Dr. Barry Goodman. Now, Barry is a chiropractor and an avid outdoor athlete. We talked about strategies for maintaining a strong core while you're hiking on the show. And during our conversation, we also talked about how a lot of hikers make the mistake of stretching cold muscles by bending over and
touching their toes.
Mm-hmm.
That does stretch out the muscle, but unfortunately, it also has a tendency, because the intervertebral discs of the spine are on the front side of the spine, as I bend to touch my toes, I'm putting a mechanical force on those discs that can force a little fluid out of them. Now, what I want when I'm on the trail is a nice, thick disc full of fluid, because it's a shock absorber. Now, if I do some stretching that milks some of the fluid out of that disc before I hit the trail, I compromise the shock absorbers of my spine, and I made myself a little more prone to injury. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see folks, as they stretch their back, not try the old-fashioned touch-your-toe stretch, because that's really not a great one for folks to stretch their back safely.
Now, rather than static stretching, Dr. Barry and other experts recommend more dynamic warm-ups that get your blood flowing before exercise. For example, when you watch any professional athletes getting ready for a game, they
warm up before, you know, they ever start the game. Everybody's had a really good warm-up, and there's a lot of reasons for that. You want to increase your blood flow to the muscles. When your brain knows you're going to hit the trail, your body really doesn't. But as you stretch and prepare yourself for the trail, that stretching lets your body know that you're getting it ready to perform. Your blood flow increases, your muscles heat up with the extra blood. As they heat up, they get more flexible and more resilient. Again, something that could limit or minimize injuries.
So dynamic warm-ups that stretch your muscles and get the blood flowing are a better option than static stretching. And speaking of warming up, another scary fitness mistake many people make is skipping the warm-up altogether. Without a warm-up, you're asking your body to work before the oxygen and blood flow reach the muscles, and you can increase the risk of injury. Skipping a warm-up before lifting weights, for example, could result in torn muscles, and with cardiovascular exercise, could raise your heart rate too fast. So avoid scary problems and warm up. Before you start exercising at your normal intensity, spend 5 or 10 minutes going through the motions. Get your blood flowing by spending a few minutes on the treadmill or exercise bike if you're inside, or by walking or doing something like jumping jacks if you're outside. So another scary fitness mistake is minimizing your need for water. If you've ever said something like, I'm just running a couple of miles, I'll be fine, or it's cold out, I don't need to take water with me, you need to know that becoming dehydrated is really serious and scary. In fact, at 3% dehydration, you could pass out and fall into a coma. Everyone, even professional athletes, need to be concerned about the effects and dangers of becoming dehydrated during an event. In my interview with triathlete and sports nutrition coach Joanna Chodorowska in episode 82, she tells a story about how she was hospitalized due to dehydration after a competition. She was in Lake Placid, New York in 1999,
and that was my first Ironman. That was actually the first on mainland USA. And, you know, I had a pretty good race, but I could have had a better race if I hadn't had dehydrated. But at the time, I was taking some electrolytes, but not nearly enough. And about a half hour later is when everything just, you know, after I finished, everything just went downhill in a hurry. And I ended up with 5 IVs and the overnight stay in the hospital.
An overnight stay in the hospital was not what she had on her post-race agenda. Dehydrating is a scary mistake that's all too common. In fact, even professional athletes mistake the importance of staying well hydrated when working out, preparing for a race, or going on an adventure. I asked Joanna if there are misconceptions about hydration that cause people to make this mistake and suffer injury as a result.
Yes, and there's a big misconception of, okay, the night before your event, I'm going to drink lots and lots of water because I got to get hydrated. Well, all you do is basically flush the electrolytes out, because in order for that water to be in your muscles, you need the electrolytes to help it be there. Right. So if you're going to increase the water intake, you need to increase the electrolyte intake. You don't need to increase calories and drink things like Powerade or Gatorade, which are calories plus some electrolytes. You need to take in something that is going to help those electrolytes get the water into the muscles that you need.
So staying hydrated, even for shorter workouts that are less intense than an Ironman, is important to ensure your body and your muscles have the water and electrolytes they need to perform. Now, another scary mistake people make is not taking enough time to train and prepare your body. Whether you hike, bike, or run, you need to give your body time to adjust and prepare for that next big adventure or race. This can be very scary because inadequate training can result in everything from cramps and injury to serious cardiac complications and even death. I spoke with Dr. Eddie Fadikoff in episode 124. Eddie is a physician, author, and personal trainer with a lot of experience helping people train and prepare for physical activity. During the show, we talked a lot about what it takes for someone to prepare for their first 5K or 10K race. Is it possible to simply get off the couch and run? Yikes, that sounds scary. Actually, Dr. Eddie recommends that you give yourself at least
6 weeks. And there's multiple reasons for that we can get into. The first reason is your body has to get used to it. Anything in your body, whether it's working out, whether it's living in a new place, your body has to adjust to it. And you've probably felt this before. If you go and run, right now you go outside and you go run, and if you're not in shape, what's the first thing you're going to do about 2 minutes into the run? You're going to gasp for air and you say, yeah, I can't breathe. I can't get enough air in my lungs. Have you felt that before?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. And people always assume, oh my God, it's my lungs. My lungs aren't in shape. I need either need to quit smoking, or it's the allergies, or it's my asthma. Really, people don't realize it's the cardiovascular system that's not ready. Your lung, your respiratory system is ready. It can adapt. It can recruit. So what we call recruitment alveoli at any given time, meaning you were talking. All your alveoli in your lungs are not being used because there's no, you don't need to. So it's not going to require more energy. So when you're running, you're going to recruit more alveoli and more so you can breathe better and breathe at longer distances.
Right.
So to do that, and the way they recruit in, a good example of recruiting more alveoli is when you take a yawn. Actually, when you take a yawn naturally, you recruit more alveoli to get a bigger breath out.
So what do you do to get your body ready? Do you just push through the pain? You know what they say, no pain, no gain, right? Wrong. No pain, no gain is another scary fitness mistake that can lead to injury. Eddie says that a better way is
cross training. And the way I would recommend train for anybody who's in the first 5K or 10K is it's going to take about 2 to 4 weeks for your cardiovascular system to adapt. So if you're out of shape like to that point, there's no way you're going to be ready from a physiological standpoint to run a 5K or 10K. Your body's just not adapted to it. Your cardiovascular system needs at least a couple of weeks of the regular repetition. But the way you could do it is, and to trick it a little bit, is to do interval training. So what I'd recommend is run for 2 minutes. And then once you feel out of breath like that, then walk it off.
Yeah.
And by the time you get your breath back, you run again. So you do these 2 minute, 1 minute intervals for about 30 minutes.
So by incorporating some interval training and planning ahead, you'll give your body time to adapt and be ready for your next big adventure or race. If you want to hear more tips from Dr. Eddie, Dr. Barry, or Joanna, I'll have links in the show notes to my full interviews with them at outsidehealthandfitness.com/146. So don't make these scary fitness mistakes. Remember, no static stretching if your muscles are cold. Instead, warm up dynamically. Stay well hydrated no matter what type of exercise, activity, adventure, or race you're doing. And plan ahead. Give yourself plenty of time for training. And rather than adopting a no pain, no gain approach, use interval training and techniques like run, walk, run to build up your stamina and get your body ready for that next big race or your next big outside adventure. I hope you got some value from the show today and discovered some ideas that help you avoid making any of these scary fitness mistakes. I have some really great topics coming up on the show in the next few weeks, and I'm excited about sharing them with you. So I'd encourage you to subscribe to the show and join our free newsletter, just like Churchill and Remy did this week. Thanks for joining, guys, and welcome. If you want to join too, it's free and super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/146. You'll get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/146. I'm Steve Stearns. Thank you for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.